unemployment in some African-American neighborhoods in Milwaukee is reportedly well into the double digits. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Morris is getting stimulus dollars to locally owned firms would help reduce the jobless rate. Morris says if Milwaukee doesn't pursue the money, other urban areas will.
I have a colleague, Representative Corrine Brown, that represents the Jacksonville, Florida area, and she says she is just hoping and praying that folk in my area don't apply for grants, and that, you know, we have, you know, stupid politicians that don't want the money because that's more money for her.
Officials from the Wisconsin Transportation Department, U.S. Small Business Administration, and other agencies are urging business owners to come forward and propose or bid on ready-to-go projects. Jim Gaylord is part owner of a firm of electricians. He says he's cautiously optimistic about being part of a stimulus project.
I just want to make sure that some of the money is put out for job creation and for construction and that we all be able to partake in it.
Also optimistic is Nico Owens, whose father runs a small lead abatement firm. But she says he couldn't be at the forum because he's just starting a project. Owens says it's tough to run a business and apply for stimulus funds.
So it is a little bit difficult when you're not a larger company. And when you're a one-man show, it's very difficult. So, but we're trying to do our best.
About half the business officials at the forum were Caucasian, and some say they also would hire African-American workers from Milwaukee. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.